Now that you have seen how smaller hail melts, let's discuss how it appears to dual pole radar. As you have seen, when subsevere hail melts, it develops a water torus on the surface around its center. This water torus tends to stabilize its fall orientation, making it look like a giant raindrop to the radar. As a result, reflectivity values tend to remain high, greater than 55 dBz. Likewise, ZDR increases, greater than 2 dB, possibly as high as 6 dBz. Correlation coefficient decreases to around 0.92 to 0.96 due to the mixture of ice and liquid. Now, KDP is very revealing in this case. KDP in small melting hail can become extremely large, up to about 10 degrees per kilometer. Why is that? When there is a high concentration of these giant raindrops, that is, subsevere melting hailstones with a water torus, then KDP values can become extremely large. In pure rain situations, KDP values will rarely go above 4 to 5 degrees per kilometer. When KDP is larger than those values, you can confidently assume that there is some small melting hail present.